Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's quick IQ episode. And if you recall, IQ stands for insights and questions. And today I want to share with you one of each. You know, one simple insight that you can use to start lifting your energy. So we're going to talk about that. And then also, there is a really great listener question, and I'm going to go ahead and read that to you, and we're going to unpack that a bit more. So we're doing both today just because the listener question is such a great question, and it's something that impacts a lot of people in a place where a lot of people struggle. So I definitely want to go there today because that is going to be very helpful. And I also want to cover the simple insight because it's connected to Father's Day. And so that's really where we should start. And so first and foremost, happy Father's Day. I hope that you had a wonderful day celebrating and connecting with your father, or at least with your family, whether that's your friend's family or somebody, you know. I hope that you were able to take some time to connect and enjoy over this weekend. I know not everybody has a father who's still in the physical world, or even one who's physically close. And so either way, I hope that you were able to take some time to connect with others, with family or friends, and enjoy over the weekend. And this is the insight that I want to talk to you about as far as father energy. You know, if you've been listening to past episodes, then you've probably heard me use the example before of the woman who unfortunately will have, you know, a father who's abusive and then grow up and create that pattern over and over again where she's continuing to attract the same type of men. And obviously, it's not something she consciously wants, but our patterns, of course, breed more of the same. And so in her situation, it becomes, you know, very challenging. And unfortunately, that pattern can continue on until she really gets to a place of healing it. And it doesn't mean that it's just with her father or her husband or boyfriend or partner or whomever. It can show up in different areas of her life and friendships and different things like that, because the energy that we have with our parents, those feelings and the experience, show up in a variety of different ways in our lives more than people realize. And it's not always so logical. You know, I mean, I use that example of the abusive father, and then it shows up in the woman's life over and over. But that's not the case for every woman who's had an abusive father. She might end up finding an amazing man. It just depends on the way that the memories and the emotions and energy is stored in the mind and the way that it really shows up in our lives. And so that's really where you're going to want to expand your energy in this area is, you know, all too often it's easier for people to think about what their parents did wrong and any problems that they created, because a lot of times people are trying to, you know, especially in personal growth and personal development, is they're trying to figure out what the problem is and then fix it and shift. You know, that's the whole thing. Where did this pattern start? How do I fix it? Which unfortunately leads to kind of looking at where patterns came from. And if they came with your parents, then you're looking at the negative. And a person can start to feel like their childhood was not that great, or they can start to feel less than about their parents. They could feel like, you know, their parents weren't great parents because they can see this pattern and that pattern and et cetera. And you know, that's not the direction that you want to go. Of course, you want to start going towards the positive, towards what is great, and really expanding that energy. And so that is my suggestion for this portion of today's podcast, is to take a moment and think about something that your father did do, like a positive way that your father has influenced your life, and really take that in. And not just one. If I were you, I would definitely expand this more and more and more. You know, if you can think of 10 or 20, even write them down and take it in. Because if you think about it for a moment, knowing that all of these patterns can show up from our relationship with our parents, if we start to look at the positive and really start bringing that in, that of course can help lift other areas of your life and your relationship. And so that's beautiful. Not only that, but when you are wishing your dad a wonderful Father's Day, it will also feel even more genuine. The love will be there. That feeling will be there. You may even want to circle back and just say even, you know, happy Father's Day to a wonderful father again, and really feel that with all your heart. And by the way, maybe you already feel that, which is great. And maybe you can just even build on it even more. You know, there's always room to bring in more positive energy. So there's that. And by the way, in doing this exercise, it doesn't necessarily mean that your father was perfect. You know, I have to say, I have a wonderful father, and he has helped shape who I am today, which of course there's past lives. And, you know, there's also the reason that I got him as a father. So there's a lot of things in to play with it, but he has helped shape who I am, and he's been that physical component to do so. And what I mean by that is, even as a child, he used to take me to soccer all of the time, and he would take time out of his day to take me to soccer when I was like 4 or 5 years old. Maybe it was six, somewhere in there. I was very young, and he would take me to soccer, and he even became the coach. He started coaching Pee-wee soccer so that he could be a part of that experience. And it was just the sweetest thing. And it made me want to even try harder for him to see and impress him. And so it was a really great feeling. And then after that, I started doing martial arts. So I was in Taekwondo starting at age like 9 or somewhere in there. And by the way, the first time I ended up making it to Junior Olympics, I think I was like something like 12 years old. But he was the one that took me, and it was like our thing, and I loved it. So it made me want to do better and give it my all, and it was a really great experience that helped shape me. And, you know, years later, I was inducted to the Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and which is, you know, for martial arts, it's not something huge like the Baseball Hall of Fame or Football Hall of Fame, but it was something that really touched my heart, and it's something that my dad and I shared. So we've always had this sports kind of drive thing that I had growing up as a kid. And you've probably heard that quote before that says, how you do anything is how you do everything. Meaning that, you know, if somebody's kind of doing things and they're pretty lazy, then that's usually how they do a lot of things. If somebody does something and they're really motivated and driven, then usually they're the motivated and driven type, just because that is typically what is programmed in you, you know, at a subconscious level. And so it's the way that you show up a lot of times. And of course, there are exceptions to that. But my point being is that it helped shape me, because I just always wanted to excel and do my best at everything that I could do. So I also did my best when I was in school, and then got out and did network engineering and operations and did my best there. And it just became my way of being. And so again, what he did by helping to, you know, take me places and show up and care about my sports and what I was doing, that helped to shape my life. And I can tell you, my dad is a wonderful man, and he has the biggest heart. And is he absolutely perfect? No. I mean, nobody is, and we all are, right? So we are all perfect, and also we all have challenges or made mistakes or different things like that. And so not only did he help shape me in positive ways, but there were also some patterns and things that I learned from him that I had to clean up and beliefs I had to get rid of and all kinds of things like that, of course. And in other things, you know, he taught me what to do, and other ways by watching him, I learned what not to do, you know, and I would tell him that, and I have told him that, and he knows that because obviously hindsight, he can look back to things that he did and he looks back and he knows it was a mistake. And I'll say, yep, Dad, I learned what not to do from you there. So we joke around about it, and it's very loving and sweet because I also don't expect that he should be perfect. You know, also, of course, there's so much to build on this from past lives and, you know, everything happens for a reason. And there's more and more layers on this. But just to simplify this, point being is that it would be great timing, not only for your connection with your father, whether he's still in the physical world or has passed on, but it would be great energy for that connection with you and your father, and also for you and all of your relationships, to maybe make a list and think of some of the positive ways that your father influenced you and your life, and write those down and just kind of focus on those and bring those in to your energy. All right, so that is the simple insight. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, a lot of people are always looking at what is the negative pattern I maybe got from my dad or my mom or this or that. And so it's a good shift to start going in the other direction to make sure to elevate your energy. So that's simple, but this can also be really powerful. All right, so that said, moving on to the listener question. And I'm actually just going to read the message just as she wrote it in, because there are several questions in the message itself, and then I'll go ahead and unpack the whole thing. All right, so she says, "Hi, Brandy, how are you? I loved your post today, and then I saw a story by Dr. Phil that says, champions do not kid themselves and do not live in denial. What are some steps you can take going forward?" And she goes on to say, "Is imagining my future vision not basically living in denial? It really kind of threw me right back into reality, which I didn't think about the whole day because of working with my power vision and this lingering feeling of my vision for my future, like an afterglow. Is this denial? I know you're super busy, but maybe you'll find the time to answer. Sorry for throwing it at you through IG, but it really kind of threw me. Have a great day, Nisha." All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this, because this impacts a lot of people more than they realize. And so we're just going to unpack this and simplify this. And as I do, I'm not going to talk about the story she mentioned above about champions and specific to that story, because I haven't read that whole story and everything it's about. But instead, what I want to do is I want to unpack this and the common misconceptions that are to healing in general, and of course, answer the questions as far as denial, because that is key. Now, if we just talk in general about champions not living in denial and not kidding themselves, but facing reality, I would agree with that statement in general. But what you also want to remember is that champions do make sure to use their mind for visioning. So you don't want to say, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have a vision. That's not the case. And a simple example of that, or well-known example of that, is if you think about Michael Phelps. And if you recall, Michael Phelps is the most decorated Olympic athlete from the United States, meaning he has won more medals than any other Olympic athlete from the U.S. in history. And something he openly has talked about is that he gets a vision and he purposely uses his mind. And it's not just him, you know, all athletes who play at the professional level use their mind in the game in one way or another to help improve their game to get to where they are. And so you definitely want to make sure to always have a vision. Now, specifically, Nisha, you mentioned that you're having like an afterglow type of feeling, and that part sounds like it's a great thing in itself. So that's not specifically denial, but guys, if you're getting a vision and you feel checked out from life, like you feel like you're just trying to convince your mind you're in a new reality. That's not the way you want to do that. And by the way, this was a mistake that I made in going through my injury. You know, I had heard over and over that you're supposed to believe that it already happened. And so I was convincing myself that I was healed. Like, I would just work on convincing myself and forcing myself to believe that I was already healed. And that's how I thought that healing worked and manifesting worked. And I did it over and over and over. And it didn't work to heal my body. It didn't work to change my life. So it didn't really work to get me the results. But many times in the moment, it could help me feel a little bit better. You know, maybe my pain might go down a bit. Or even if you think about it for a moment, if somebody's living a very negative situation, you know, where I was in a really hard spot in my life, if I'm busy convincing myself that my life is different than it is, like my life is perfect and I'm healed and it's great and it's wonderful and everything's fabulous, if you stop and think about it for a moment, of course, it's going to feel better than it would be if you were sitting there looking at your life and thinking about everything that's wrong with it. But the problem is it doesn't work. And this form of working with your mind is denial. And the unfortunate thing is that a lot of people get stuck here because they think that that's how you're supposed to do it with a vision. You're supposed to get a vision and then convince yourself that it's your new reality. But that is denial, and a lot of people get stuck here. And so let's go ahead and unpack this even more. You know, if you stop and think about it for a moment, when somebody's trying to convince themselves that this is their new reality, that's happening a lot with the conscious mind. And the conscious mind does things like reasoning and analyzing information and decision making. But a lot of the subconscious programming, that's where your programming is. That's where your habits are. That's where your perception is, your emotions are. And so what happens essentially is when somebody's trying to convince themselves that they're already in a vision, it's almost like they're trying to force the information into their conscious mind instead of getting it into their subconscious mind. So they're not really influencing the mind where they would need to influence it to make that change. And as you may recall on past episodes in talking about the subconscious mind, you know, the subconscious mind controls 90 to 95% of your brain, and the conscious mind controls about 5 to 10% of it. And so ultimately, it's like trying to get the information in to the wrong part of the brain, and also the brain that's controlling less of the functions. But a lot of people will get stuck doing this, and that happens for two primary reasons. You know, number one, they think that that is what they're supposed to do. And number two, it can feel good. You know, it can feel good living in denial versus facing reality. And so what happens is people can kind of be addicted to that mental escapism. And if you remember from episode IQ03, we talked about how dangerous that mental escapism can be. And, you know, if you happen to miss that episode, I'd strongly recommend going back to listen to it after you're done with this one. So either way, point being is that you definitely do not want to live in a place of mental escapism. Instead, what you want to do when you're getting a vision in, you do want to bring that vision in to your mind and bring it into your mind. And then you want to live your day to its fullest. And what happens is you're programming your subconscious mind to get the information in. So it becomes part of your regular programming in who you are. And then what happens as it continues to get deeper and deeper into your programming, as long as you're following through with it, as it continues to get deeper into your programming, you start to attract situations and circumstances that will lead you in the direction of your goals. And you'll ultimately want to take action on them to follow through. Action is key. But the difference is this, is that when you're aligned with something, the action feels good. I mean, all of the time I have people say, you've been stuck, say, oh my God, I forgot how great it felt to have a really productive day. You know, it feels really good. And by the way, if you are somebody who has this spiritual beliefs that you shouldn't have to do anything, I want to take a moment and unpack this, because this has been something that's catastrophic in people's lives that I've seen over and over again. And it's this. It's that a lot of people who have been studying spirituality for a long period of time can start to get it linked up in their brain over and over and over again that it's more spiritual to not do anything. Meaning that if you manifest something in your world and you don't have to take physical action to get it, then it's even, quote unquote, more spiritual than if you need to take physical action. And I've literally seen people who have ruined their lives, who have sabotaged everything in their lives because they didn't want to take action. And it wasn't like all conscious, but it was also very subconscious and very ingrained in them that it would be lesser than or unspiritual for them to take action, you know? And if you stop and think about it for a moment, Oprah obviously has a very busy life and has done a lot of wonderful things. Or even if we circle back to Michael Phelps' story, the Olympic swimmer, if you stop and think about it for a moment, he didn't use his mind to just visualize and then sit there. Instead, he used his mind and he practiced and practiced and practiced, you know, and so he put his mind and body and heart into what he was doing, and his outcome was beautiful. And so if you are somebody who has begun to feel and think that it is more spiritual not to have to do anything physical, I'd strongly recommend reassessing that. Because when you stop and think about it, you know, again, Oprah's life, or even if you look at Gandhi, or there's a lot of people who have taken beautiful action and also aligned their mind and their thoughts. And again, everything is manifested. So even Bill Gates has manifested his life, which means his mind and his actions were very aligned with the direction he's been going, good or bad or indifferent, whatever you think about it. Or even if you look at Mother Teresa, I mean, she didn't just sit there and do nothing. She did take a lot of action to raise money to be able to make a difference in the world. And so what you want to do is, if this has been a stuck spot for you or something that you have fallen into believing that action is less spiritual, it doesn't make sense, then I'd strongly recommend that you want to reassess and just look around. You know, my favorite illustration for the idea that we are supposed to take some action is if you think about a woman who's going into labor. And if you told her, just lay there, don't do anything physical, don't put any effort towards it, and let's just see how that pregnancy and that birth of the child goes, clearly it wouldn't go well. There's got to be some effort, some pushing there, if you will. And if there is no effort, then it wouldn't go very well, clearly, you know? And so obviously childbirth is an illustration that we can use that is from and of nature. And so you can see that action isn't necessarily an unspiritual act that we shouldn't take part in, you know? And so you will want to take action. And of course, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean everything is supposed to feel like childbirth and supposed to feel like a struggle. Not at all. And the more that we're in alignment with everything, the easier it can be in flow. And one of the fun things that happens in my life is that I've experienced where, you know, it seems like every time I go somewhere, somebody is always opening the door. For whatever reason, somehow, some way, there's somebody opening the door, or it's an automatic door or something like that. And if I ever have to open the door myself, then I know, wait a second, something's off. It's like a sign that I better stop and check in and pay attention, because something's off. Now, I say that, and that's because that has been my experience. But I'm not saying that I don't take action in my life in a lot of other areas. I mean, just doing these podcast episodes definitely takes effort and time and follow through and all of that. So things do take physical action, and it doesn't mean it's less spiritual. Instead, you want to take physical action and you want to be aligned with it so that action feels good and productive and even good to your soul and your being. That's where you want to be. And so bringing this all together, as far as the vision goes, yes, you definitely want to have a vision. It's not bad to have a vision. It's very smart. And again, any high achievers and champions all use their mind and their body both to be able to get where it is that they want to go. And we can see that with Olympic athletes or Oprah or, you know, any high achiever. You want to use both. You want to use your full abilities. So there's that. And as far as living in denial goes and just forcing the vision and all of that, that is not what you want to do. You want to, you know, live each day to its fullest and program the information in. And by the way, speaking of everything aligning, this episode is divine timing because on the next podcast, I work with a volunteer who's a beautiful woman who unfortunately is having a hard time even getting her vision in. It's blocked. And that is something that can happen to a lot of people. And it has to do, of course, with a deeper level of understanding with the subconscious mind. But it's the very thing that she's wanting, a relationship and to feel loved. And unfortunately, there's a block that's keeping her from getting that information into her mind and even the vision into her mind. And so that's where we're going on the next episode. I would definitely recommend making sure not to miss it. It has some really powerful insights. And as we wrap up today, I do have just a quick favor to ask of you, and it is that you please, of course, share this episode with a friend or a family member or somebody who you know could use it to help empower and lift them in their life. Because as you know, the more empowered everybody is with their own energy and their mindset and their health and their life, the better our entire world is for all of us. And that is my vision and my hope for our world. And so again, if you could please share it, that would be amazing. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you. Again, I just love that you are somebody who is here expanding your mind and energy and consciousness and healing. I just love it so much. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.